Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to The Daily. We got some really great stuff planned for you today, so I hope you enjoy.
This next song is a song by Kane, and Kane talks about the things that God has done and how he can do it again. This is often something that I forget, and it's the power of God and the lengths he has gone for his people. God has moved mountains. God has sacrificed his son for our sins. God has parted the sea for Moses, and he has done all of this and much, much more. I need to remember that God has the power and the control, and all I need to do is give my struggles to him rather than feel lost and alone for trying to do this on my own. I need to let God take the wheel, and this song has reminded me of this. This is Yes, He Can by Kane, and this is actually a song that Alex, our dear friend, had requested. So, Alex, this is for you, Yes, He Can by Kane.
Sometimes I wonder, is he faithful? Does he see me in my trouble? Does he understand? Sometimes I question if he's able. Can he rescue? Can he save me again and again? But when I look back, did he move every mountain? Did he part every sea? Yes, he did. So yes, he can. Oh, did he defeat the darkness? Did he deliver me? Yes, he did. So yes, he can. Sometimes those voices try to tell me I'm forgotten and I'm falling too far from his hands. But I know what kind of God he is, and I'm trusting in his promises. I'm believing and I'm singing, yes, he can.
Today's scripture comes from Psalm 4:8. I will both lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, Lord, make me live in safety. Today's holiday is actually International Hummus Day, and I never really liked hummus before until I was in Kent and one of my friends introduced me to the Ritz Thins veggie chips and regular hummus. And whenever I go to the store and I have the option to get those, I always do because that combination is just so good. The next song we have up for you today is Next to Me by Jordan Felice, and I actually chose this song because I really love this artist. When we were at Youth Annual Conference, one of the bands that we heard covered one of his songs, Beloved, and I really just love that song, and I did some further digging to see whose song it actually was, and when I figured out that it was Jordan Felice, I listened to more of his music, and I just fell in love with his music because I really love the beats and the messages in his song. So here is Next to Me by Jordan Felice.
I've been empty. When I'm low, you fill the cup. Yeah, but my ego fights back, telling me that I'm ready to grab the wheel and take control. But I'll crash if I don't let myself let go. You put the X on my faded map. Draw me a line back to where you're at. Patient when I try to move too fast. I get this feeling, I get this feeling, I get this feeling in my spirit when I'm low. I hear it calling like a compass in my soul, saying, child, come on back now, you've been gone too long. Let me lead you back where you belong. Right next to me. Right next to me. I've been captive by the plans I try to make. Yeah, I've been selfish, 'cause callous hearts, they die hard, like habits that I know I gotta break. Ain't it good to know that help is on the way? In my soul, saying, child, come on back now, you've been gone too long. Let me lead you back where you belong. Right next to me. Oh, oh, oh. You know I tried to do it on my own. Oh, oh. You say it's time for me to come back home. Right next to me. I get this feeling in my spirit when I'm low. I hear it calling like a compass in my soul, saying, child, come on back now, you've been gone too long. Let me lead you back where you belong. I get this feeling in my spirit when I'm low.
For today's talking point, I know we've talked about before things that we wanted to get out of the podcast, so I wanted to kind of talk about something that we did end up getting out of season one of this podcast. For me, I think the thing that I got most out of season one was a new understanding for different types of Christian music, because some people think it's all like really slow and the same kind of music, but through this podcast, I've really figured out and realize there's a lot of different types of Christian music, and I've come to like a lot of new artists and a lot of new songs. And another thing that I really found helpful through this podcast, like I have said before, is just really getting me more connected to God so that I can realize that there is a light to the end of the tunnel and that it does get easier and things get better. And if I stick around the right kinds of people, life just gets easier and easier from there.
One of the things that I got out of season one of The Daily is going to be kind of backwards than you would think. When we went into this season, I was really nervous and anxious for preparing and thinking that we had to have everything scripted out completely and be 100% prepared for each episode. And with 6 episodes in a week, that was a lot of stress. And after a couple of weeks, I learned that I can kind of relax a little bit and not feel so anxious. And it was okay to not be 100% prepared. And now we're to a place where we can pick a couple songs and we know what to talk about just before recording, and because we know what's relevant to us. And I think that's probably the biggest thing I got out of it. The other thing is to just be more open. And this podcast really helped me with that, because I was really scared at first about, you know, opening up about different things and being able to just talk. And I think that this podcast really changed my perspective on the way I communicate with people, because I'm definitely more open, and I don't want to say more honest, but I'm more true to what I would normally say on here. And I think that season 1 really helped me to find a better voice for myself, and I'm actually very grateful for that. For the last song we have for you today, I have selected a song that came out while I was in the 6th grade. I remember the first time I heard this song and how it was somewhat of a power anthem, so I'm going to give you a little throwback. And I want to give you a little line from the song to look for. If I speak with a silver tongue, convince a crowd but don't have love, I leave a bitter taste with every word I say. I want you to listen to those words and remember that His love is the most powerful, most wonderful, most beautiful thing you can speak of. This is Proof of Your Love by 4 King & Country.
Don't have love, I waste my breath with every song I bring. An empty voice, a hollow noise. If I speak with a silver tongue, convince a crowd but don't have love, I leave a bitter taste with every word I say. So let my life be the proof of your poverty is found in me. Set him.
Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of The Daily. I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode. Just a reminder that we will not be here tomorrow, but we will be back on Saturday. Tomorrow is, however, an episode of Fab 4 Fridays at 4 p.m. So go check out rebrand.ly/SUMC Live. That's rebrand.ly/SUMC Live for Fab 4 Friday at 4 p.m. Also, visit that link on Sunday morning to see Shoregate's live stream service at 10 a.m. My name is James.
My name is Sarah.
And you're listening to The Daily.